I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
An 81-year-old woman named Marilyn from Rockville, Maryland, went to an amusement park called Funland last week. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Was she able to do much?
Well, you would think not, but apparently Marilyn can get down. She actually tried to ride the bumper cars, which are so fun. But
I feel like those have a lot of warnings, like, you know, if you could break your hip by sneezing, don't ride this, those sort of things.
Yeah, you hit somebody good one time, like T-bone them, boom, they're not getting out of that thing. Well, she tried to ride the bumper cars, and the person taking the tickets noticed that Marilyn's ticket didn't seem right. The cops actually got called, and it turned out the tickets were counterfeit, and apparently it wasn't the first time Marilyn had been caught using fake tickets.
She's like a fair swindler?
Pretty much. This 81-year-old woman set up a counterfeit operation to make fake tickets to use on rides at the amusement parks and was selling them to people and using them herself.
What in the world?
Grandma was arrested for theft of services. Come on, kiddos, we're going to go to the park. Then Grandma gets arrested.
What? That is wild.
What's your favorite thing to do at an amusement park? Because I like roller coasters, but I hate them at the same time.
The slide where you sit on the potato sack.
Oh, that's your favorite?
Yes.
I was always afraid that, like, I would somehow fall off the side of that.
Oh,
like,
I love that.
I would get
that.
A weird bump and die.
Just I love that.
Splattered on the pavement. An Alabama man beat his twin brother with an aluminum baseball bat for not sharing his tacos. The brother got angry because there wasn't enough for him.
Understandable.
He then hit his twin brother in the back and the head with the bat.
Ooh.
When officers arrived, the man told them that his brother's always disrespecting him, too. He was arrested and charged with domestic violence.
He could have just asked him if he wanted to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
I've been hanging out with producer MYK too much.
Do you think he wanted a Crunch Wrap Supreme? I don't know. Okay, yeah, your joke wins. And the final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. This victim, I'm sorry, continuing on with that guy, though, he ended up getting really like deep cuts and he was really messed up. And this one, though, the final story, Alex, is from your town. It's not your
what
hometown,
town?
but Louisville.
Really? What?
Louisville, Kentucky got a call, police did, on Thursday about a guy having fun with himself in the bushes.
Where?
Well, let me explain. When they got there to this park, this 53-year-old guy, Robert McCoy, tried to get away on his moped, but they quickly caught him. Robert told them he was peeing in the bushes when suddenly he was startled by a groundhog, so his pants fell down, and he accidentally turned and exposed himself to everybody in the park. Pure accident.
The groundhog's fault.
I blame it on the groundhog. You got to be careful, man. Groundhog got sharp teeth. You know, you're doing your thing.
Ew.
That groundhog thinks, what's that? Is that food?
Ew.
Ew.
Little nibble, nibble. The cops didn't buy it. They said, you know what? We think you're lying. And as a matter of fact, he was arrested for sexual abuse. It also turns out he's a registered sex offender.
There it is.
So there you go. Tired of the groundhogs being the scapegoats for everything when somebody does something lewd in the park. It wasn't me, officer. There's a groundhog down there.
Groundhog lives matter.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.